Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding into Ma'ariv Daf Ayin in the Hoizvah Adur edition, Perek Shvi'i, in the middle of Halacha Dalet. We're starting 6 lines from the top of the Amud. Omar Yitzchak Bar Elazar, Odom Oymin Me'er Shabbos Ve'Oymer, Harei Zeh Terumo L'Mochar. A person can stand Erev Shabbos in front of his fruit and say, this will be Terumo tomorrow. Because he's doing the Hafrasha and he's saying the word Erev Shabbos, even though it's only chal, it only happens on Shabbos, it's fine. Because he's not doing it on Shabbos, he's just doing it before Shabbos for it to be chal on Shabbos. Ve'ein Odom oimid b'Shabbos, using Reb Chaim's Girso. Ein Odom oimid b'Shabbos oimid reis et truma l'mochar. On Shabbos, a person can't say this will be truma tomorrow. Because he's doing the hafrasha on Shabbos. Even though it's only chal tomorrow, the main thing is when you say it's truma. So if he says on Friday, if it's chal on Shabbos, it's fine. If you say on Shabbos, even though it's Chal on Sunday, that's not okay. Omar Rabbi Yisi Bar Rabbon, Rabbi Yisi one argues, Ein Odom Oymed Me'er Shabbos for Me'er Reza Truma L'Mochar. Person cannot stand Me'er Shabbos and say it'll be Truma tomorrow, because he holds not only the Afrashas also on Shabbos, but also the Chalois, also when it happens, cannot happen on Shabbos. Says the Gemara in Amud Beis, Mastiso Pligo Rabbi Yisi Bar Rabbon, B'chor, there's a Braiso against Rabbi Yisi Bar Rabbon, because it says the following, Login Shu Tul Yoim. Person has a barrel, which is tvul yoyim. What is tvul yoyim? Meaning it was tameh. It went to the mikvah. And now he needs to wait for the evening in order for it to be tahar. Umilo minachov is meiser. He filled it with meiser because tvul yoyim can touch meiser. So it has meiser in it right now. But it's tevel. He didn't take a truma's meiser. So he still needs to take a truma's meiser. Tvul yoyim cannot touch truma. So right now he has a barrel. In it there is, let's say, wine, which is Meiser, it's fine. He needs to take a truma. He can't take the truma while it's still Tful Yoyim. When it will not be Tful Yoyim? In the evening. The evening is Shabbos. You know, I'll take truma on Shabbos. So what should he do? Says the Gemara, Omar, Hareze Trumas Meiser, Misha Techshach, we're using the Girso of Reb Chaim. If it's Trumas Meiser tonight, meaning on Shabbos, so the din is, Hareze Truma, then it's okay. So it does work. So he takes this barrel of Meiser, and he says, within this will be Truma, but not now. Now it can't be Truma because it's Tful Yoyim. It will be Truma tonight. Tonight there won't be Tful Yoyim anymore. Tful Yoyim means that you went to the mikvah, you wait till the evening, and the evening there's no Tuma anymore. So we get to the evening, there's no Tuma, and it can be Truma. But he's not doing it on Shabbos because he can't take Truma on Shabbos. He's doing an Erev Shabbos for it to be Chal on Shabbos, for it to happen on Shabbos. So that's the Chur Rayo that you can make Truma on Shabbos if you say it before Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Im Omar Hariz Eruv Lar Maklum. The Braisa continues and says that Eruv he can't do, because when does Eruv happen? Eruv happens right before Shabbos comes in. Before Shabbos comes in, there's still Truma over here and it's not Mesukon. You can't eat it. Eruv needs to be food which is edible. So here you have what's in the barrel right now you can't eat. So when Shabbos comes in, it's not edible. It becomes edible only on Shabbos, it's too late to do an Eruv. So Chur, this is a Raya against Rav Yosi Bar Bon. Says the Gemara, Parsalar l'shovar. Yosi Bar Bon says, it's l'shovar, meaning b'dievet. You're not supposed to do this from Friday to Shabbos. But if you did it, so it works. B'dievet, it's okay, but you should not do it l'chatchil. Says the Gemara about Tani Rav Chiya Oimer. Rav Chiya, when he had the gear, so Rav Chiya had in the Braiso, was not that if he did it, it's okay. He says, Oimer, a person could go and say it. L'chatchil, a person should say it. Yislach b'emer l'shovar, this lashon, the language of Oimer, is not b'dievet, it's even l'chatchil. So the Gemara v'chazar bo. So basically, Rabbi had to change his mind and agree that if you say on Friday it should be Truma on Shabbos, it's fine. Halacha is up to Mishnah. Are you l'tainim shel tevel b'toch beisur? A person has figs which are tevel in his house, and it's before Shabbos. V'u b'beisam medrash or b'sadeh? Is it mismedrash? Is it in the field? Is not home? He can't fix it. But he's afraid until he gets home, it's going to be Shabbos already, and he's not going to have fruits for Shabbos. Says two figs that I will take out. They will be truma. And the next 10 will be meiser. The next 9 will be meiser sheni. Because meiser rishon is 10%. So if you have here 100, you have 10 out of 100 is meiser rishon. After you take out the 10, how much is left? 90. So then 10% of that is 9. That will be meiser sheni. And then what does that mean? How does that solve the problem? So now you can come and eat it on Shabbos. How does that work? That works as Breiro. when he does the hafrasha, mafresh, the truma, and the maestris, so then retroactively, you will know that everything that he ate on Shabbos was okay. That's talking about vaday tevel. So then he takes out truma, maaser rishon, and maaser sheni. The maaser rishon gives to the levi, and the levi gives the truma's maaser. But if it's a yudumai, if it's the mai, so the mai, you have no problem with truma. He has to do only maaser rishon. And the maaser rishon, he can eat himself, because it's a suffek. The only thing he has to take care of is truma's maaser, which he is responsible to give that to the kohen. So yudumai, whatever I'm going to take out tomorrow, hareu maaser. That will be the maaser. In other words, one out of the 100 I'll take out, that will be maaser. Vishar maaser somochlo, and the 9 next to it, that will join the one to be the full maaser rishon. Maaser rishon is dead. But he's going to take out only one. He said, this will be one maaser, and the other 9 will be left in the pile. Zesha siti maaser, also trumas maaser, the one he took out, that he's holding in his hand, that will be trumas maaser, olav, on the maaser that he has. And then he says, Maisa Sheni will be either the north or the south of the pile. Umichula Maisa, he right away deems it on money. And this is basically the same concept that we had in the previous Mishnayas. This is the way to do it. When a person has a pile of Dmai, he takes out the Trumas Maiser, and the Maiser Rishni leaves, he can eat it. Maisa Sheni, he does a Chilul, and he's good to go. He's allowed to eat the fruits. And here the idea is that even though he's not right now next to the fruits, he's in the Sadeh or he's in the Mispredesh, he takes care of it there, and then he is able to eat this on Shabbos. And one more thing to add is what the Gemara told us earlier in the Masechta, is that the way he does the Afrasha, he can do the Afrasha even on Shabbos itself, because he's doing a Tanai before Shabbos. This is a condition. I will do the Truma on Shabbos. Whenever you do a condition before Shabbos, you can do it on Shabbos itself. So that's how here, before Shabbos, he does the Tanai. He says he will do it, and then on Shabbos, he can fix it, and he can eat the payers and enjoy the fruits on Shabbos. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi D'mai Daf Ayin.